In our series, is called Inside Yourself. What I want to talk to you today about is having the correct image on the inside. That is so vitally important. You see, how you see yourself on the inside determines how you live your life. It determines whether you're successful or a failure. It determines the life that you now live, how you see yourself on the inside. So many people see themselves with a low self-image, a low self-esteem, poorly. They see themselves poorly. The truth of the matter is they never see themselves as to who they really are. See, God created you to be a winner. But society has this way of taking us and making us losers. What it uses, it's like conditioner, you know. It uses conditioning fluids. It uses the conditioning of failures in our lives to cause us to be losers. It conditions us to lose with our faults and things we've done wrong in the past. It conditions us to lose with rejections that we've experienced. It conditions us to lose with mistakes that we've made. It conditions us to lose. And the truth of the matter is that we're really winners, and what God has created us to be is have successful, victorious lives. And what happens is life comes in and it distorts who we've really been made to be, who we really are. It distorts that image on the inside. You see, the fact is that if you believe in Jesus Christ and you're a Christ follower, then inside of you and what you are is a child of the Most High God. Inside of you, hear me now, God has placed His DNA in you. He's placed Himself in you by His Spirit. We call Him Father. His DNA is in you. Your Father's DNA is in you, and He's in you. And I think one of the very first things that we've got to come to a conclusion of and come to a settlement of and get our heads wrapped around is the very fact that we are children of the Most High God. Maybe if we look at it from this perspective, think of a thoroughbred horse. Thoroughbred. That means this horse is bred for victory. This, from generation to generation to generation, winner, 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 has now gone in to this horse. And when this colt is born, it comes out and it's staggering around and it's skinny and it's kind of ugly. It doesn't look anything like what it's really going to grow up to be. But when the owner looks at that colt, he doesn't get upset or discouraged because this colt is staggering around and doesn't look good. Because the owner realizes and recognizes that inside this colt is the DNA of its father. Inside this colt is a champion. And when you and I have got to come to a place like that where we see that in ourselves, that we stumble around, we fault, we don't look anything like we really want to be. But if we can just see what's in us, if we can have the proper image on the inside, then that's going to come to the outside, and we're going to get to live how we see ourselves. It becomes so vitally important, because in each of us is all we'll ever need for victory. Inside of you is all the wisdom you'll ever need. Inside of each one of us is all the strength you'll ever need. All the fortitude you'll ever need in life is already in you. It's already there. The only thing that stops it from coming out in our beings what we really should be is that we have a poor self-image. We can't see ourselves winning. And God wants us to come to a place where we see ourselves as winners and that we win in life. We're born to win. It's not where you're at right now in life that really matters. It's where you're going. It's what you become that really matters. There's no failure in your life that really, really matters if you've taken that failure and allowed that failure to teach you how to be successful. There's no rejection. And some of us have experienced tremendous rejection. rejection with our employment, rejection in our marriages, rejection from our parents. We've experienced tremendous rejection. But until you understand and get your head wrapped around the fact that God has accepted you and called you and has a plan for you, and that in your future is not only acceptance but so many good things, and that rejection did not determine your destiny. God determines your destiny. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what failure you've experienced, no matter what mess up you've had in life, no matter what rejection you've experienced, it did not change your DNA. It did not change God's plan for you. And if we ever get to see ourselves like God sees ourselves, we see ourselves like that song just sang, glorious, winners. Let me read this to you. It's in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 30, and it says, and those he predestinated, those he had a plan for, those he's got it worked out for, those he predestinated, he also called, he chose, he accepted you. God has accepted you and embraced you in your life. And he wants you to embrace him back. And those he called, he also justified. No matter what mess up you've made, God has fixed it. God has justified it. Just as if it never happened. But see, you get focused on it. And we get focused on our mess ups. And we start seeing our mess ups rather than who we really are. Those he justified, he also what? Can I get you to say something with me? Would you say back to me, I am glorious because God glorified me? Would you say that back? I am glorious because God glorified me. Wow. And he goes on and he says, what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can stop you? What can stop you? If God's in you and with you, what's going to stop you? Only how you see yourself. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously do what? Give us all things. What do you want? What do you want? You got to start seeing yourself doing it on the inside. Not seeing yourself not doing it. Not seeing yourself failing from doing it. Or that some rejection that you've experienced stops you from doing it. There's a glorious person inside of you. And I want us to see this. See, do you understand who you are in God? Because if you don't understand who you are, then you never understand what's already in you. The abilities and the talents and the gifts and all the amazing things that God has already put in you, because God's in you. His DNA is in you. And you never get to use them because you don't even realize they're there. Last Christmas, I wanted a new DVD burner player. And so I picked me one out. And I showed it to Judy, and I says, I want this for Christmas. And so she got it for me. And so I hooked it all up and was using it. And while I was using that DVD burner, another commercial comes on television showing a DVD burner. And this thing, man, it does everything. It records on both sides of the DVD. It could take the image in whatever format that it was in and amplify that thing to make just a normal picture look like a high def. It could frame capture and time capture. It went on and on and on talking about this DVD player. And I thought to myself, I messed up. I should have waited. I got the wrong DVD player. I should have waited and got this one. And then, you know, it pans back and I says, well, that kind of looks like my DVD player. And then it showed the name of it, and it showed the model of it, and it was the exact same DVD player that she bought me for Christmas. In my possession already. Had all this ability. I could burn on both sides of the DVD. I could capture frames. I could do all this stuff. I didn't even know. And I didn't know until somebody showed me. And so here's what we want to do today, is I want to show you who you are. I want to show you what's already inside of you. I want to show you what came with the package of God. As you became a Christ follower and you received Jesus into your life, this is already in you. Your Father is God Almighty, and He lives in you by His Spirit. Nothing can stop you. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 says this. For we are God's what? Masterpiece. One of a kind. People will try to reproduce you, make a replica of you, but you're one of a kind. There's never been anybody in history that is ever like you. There never will be anybody else like you. You're a masterpiece. You're God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do. We need a we can do attitude. Say that back to me. We can do. We can do. See, we can do what? We can do good things that God's planned for us for a long time. All that predestined plan that He's got for us, that He's had for us for a long, long time, we can do it. Why? Because God, His DNA is in you, and He's not going to change it. And no failure, no rejection, no mess up that you've ever had has ever changed that. See, some of us don't feel like we're at the place in life that we wished we were right now. We don't feel like we're at the place that we had planned to be. We struggle with different things. We struggle with addictions. Some of you struggle with addictions. And you struggle with low self-esteem. You struggle with personal things like that. You struggle with those things. But what I want to tell you is, it doesn't matter. What I want to show you is that did not change your DNA. That did not change God's plan for you. It did not change one thing. One good thing God already had planned for you has not changed. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how much of a failure or how much of a rejection you've gone through. God's plan is still the same for you. Someone may have said some mean things to you. And people will say mean things to you. They'll say mean things that will hurt you. And if we allow that to come in, that will distort ourselves. It'll mess us up. But you know, I've learned something. People do not determine my destiny. You know who determines my destiny? My Father, my God, and what I see myself on the inside. Some of us have been through rejection. Listen, that's okay. Because God's accepted you, and the plans that God has for you is way better than the plans that the person had that rejected you. God's got so much going on for us. And I want to say this, and I really want you to get it. See, no one can make you feel inferior without your permission. No one can make you feel inferior without your permission. People are going to say some mean things about you. They want to bring you down. They're going to try to bring you down. They're going to try to hurt you and injure you. But you decide whether that takes root in you or not. You decide whether you're going to listen to people and what they say about you, or if you're going to listen to God and what God says about you. People will bring you down. God never will. God will always lift you up. We have to determine inside what we're going to believe. So I have to determine, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I have to determine, I'm a masterpiece. I can't listen to what people say about me. I can't go there. Because if I can start going there, that's how I start seeing myself. I look at what God says about me. I look at what He's put inside of me, who He has inside of me, and I decide, you know, I'm capable of doing anything. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm wired to succeed. I am born to win. You've got to say, stay on the offensive concerning your self-image and your self-worth and how you see on yourself on the inside. Because I've seen some of the most successful people go through a bad time, maybe go through a rejection in their marriage, or I've seen them maybe fail at business or do some things that knocked them down. And when what happened to them is they lost their self-image, their good self-image, their self-esteem. It got knocked down. And the reason is because we don't stay offensive. we let people tell us who we are rather than listening to what God says and what God says we are. See, how you see yourself determines how you live, determines the life you get to live. If you see yourself as a failure, you're going to live as a failure. If you see yourself as living average, you're going to live an average life. But if you see yourself as what God sees you, you're going to have an abundant life. You're going to have a successful life. God will not change His glorious plans for you. And you know, and we say things like, well, I'm too old, I'm too young. We say, no, I've messed up too bad, I've made too many mistakes. No. We don't get that right. You see, here's let me give you this example, and I want to show you a scripture. You see, if I say my coat is white, that's not true, because my coat is black. But if God says my coat is white, this coat's going to change colors, because God cannot lie. Am I right here? You with me? Now let me show you this scripture. It's in Numbers chapter 23 to verse 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie. And I love this thing so much, I uppercased the whole thing and underlined the whole thing. You know, usually I just do a but all of this was good. And so I did it all. God is not a man that he should lie. He is not a human that he should change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? His plans have not changed for you. No matter the rejection, no matter the failure, no matter the mistake, God's plan has not changed inside of you. His DNA is still there. His plan is still there. You're still a thoroughbred, and your father is still God, no matter what happened. Let me give you this example. You know, people need healings. Now let me read you this verse. It's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, speaking of course about Christ, by whose stripes we what? We were healed. What does that mean? That means your healing's already inside of you. It's already there. And what you've got to do is see yourself doing what you can't do. You got to see yourself on the inside doing what you can't do on the outside until you can do it on the outside. Because what you believe is what you become. And so what we end up doing, though, is we let society distort what God says about us. We let it condition us by our failures or by our sicknesses. And we listen to what people say rather than to what God says. And what we've got to come to the place of doing, see, you cannot be who God says you are if you listen to who people say you are. And so the doctor says you're sick. The doctor says shows you the x-ray. And you believe that. Now I want to balance this. But see, we got to come to a place where we don't let them tell us we can't get healed. Now, I want to balance it, because I taught like this one time and somebody stopped taking their medication. Do not, repeat, hear me, read my lips, get it. Read your notes, do not take your medication. Be wise. You'll know when you're healed. Go to the doctor, let the doctor confirm it. But what we've got to come to the place of doing is hearing what God says we are. You were healed. It's already there for you. It's already inside of you. Ask yourself, am I supposed to drag through life defeated and discouraged? Ask yourself that. Are you? Ask yourself this. Are you supposed to go through life lonely and unfulfilled? Ask yourself, are you supposed to go through life in debt, never having enough, never having what you want? Ask your DNA. Ask your spirit. What does it say? It says, no. No. Let me check my DNA. No, my DNA says, no, God provides all things. No, my DNA says, I'm more than a conqueror. No, my DNA says, you know, I'm successful. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No, my DNA says, God's got some good plans for me. What are you going to believe? How do you see yourself on the inside? It doesn't matter what you used to be. It doesn't matter the failures. It doesn't matter the mess-ups and the rejections that you've experienced. It doesn't matter. Because when you come to Christ, all things become new. You're a different person. That's what the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. What this means is that those who become Christians become new persons. Now, you look the same on the outside, but what really changes? Inside yourself. Become new persons. They are not the same anymore. For the old life is gone. A new life has begun. That's what happens to us. We get a new DNA. God Himself comes into us. Did you know that Jennifer Lopez, her body is insured for $1 billion. That's billion with a B. $1 billion. A hand's insured for so much, and a foot's insured for so much, and a leg's insured for so much. $1 billion. You want to see $1 billion? Look at your body. Look at your body. I mean, your body is as important to you as hers is to her, right?
Yeah.
And some of you more mature people remember Betty Grable. Betty Grable was known for her legs. She had these knockout legs, and she insured them. She was the first person who ever did this, but she insured her legs for $1 million. You want to see $1 million? Look at your legs. Right? Would you cut them off for $1 million? Not me. And all the time, you know, we hear the courts get awarding people money for members of their body that were injured back, millions of dollars. I read something not long ago where somebody had an accident and severed a leg and lost his leg, and the court awarded him $10 million, an arm, millions of dollars. And so every year the court rewards us, and we kind of understand how valuable our outside is. How valuable is the inside? How valuable is your mind or your soul? Think, what if you had to buy your mind? What if you had to purchase it and it would cost you $1 million? $1 million. You know, I think we would all take a little better care of it than we do. Since the beginning of time, people, scientists have tried to duplicate the human mind. And we do it with computers, and we get computers that can think fast, you know, they call one ThinkPad, and they figure really fast. They can draw and they can do all these things, but they can't love. They don't have emotions. They can't worship God. And if we had to purchase our minds, I believe that we wouldn't use cheap systems. You know, we wouldn't use cheap software to program it. We would get the very best of systems. Oh, and the firewalls. You know, we would have the very best firewall. I use freebies. I use free firewalls and free adwares and free spywares. I use all that free stuff. But I think if I had to buy my mind and I get to program my mind, I think I would pay for it. Top of the line, buddy. No freebies here. I spent too much money on this thing. I'm going to take care of it. And I think we would all handle our minds a little bit better. And whenever a lie came, oh no, you're not getting in. Whenever a negative thought came, no, you're not getting in. Whenever a bad image of ourselves came, no, it's not going to get in. We would take care of our minds and what got in there. But yet it seems because we allow society to put anything in there it wants by our failures and by our rejections, by our mess-ups in life, we allow it to change our mind, condition our mind to fail rather than to win. We allow it to come in and distort who we really are. And the world sort of determines what we are. And we listen to it and not to God. And my point in this is that I want to try to get us to see and to realize the worth of what God has put into you, what He's placed inside of you. You are glorious. You're amazing. And if you could ever see yourself the way God sees you, you're a winner. You can't lose. But you've got to see it on the inside. You are really, the Bible says, fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139:13 says this. Get this now. For you created my what? You created what? My inmost being. My inside. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm amazing. I'm fearfully. I'm wonderfully made. Now here's the part I really want us to get. Your works are what? Wonderful. Wonderful. Never say negative things about yourself. Stop saying, I'm slow, I'm dumb, I can't figure this out. No. You're amazing. You're sharp. Stop saying, I'm not attractive, I'm ugly. No. You're amazing. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. Stop saying things like, I can't make it work. I can't figure it out. No. Stop criticizing what God has amazingly put in you. How He's created you. Once two blind men came to Jesus and they wanted Jesus to touch him and heal him. And he did. And here's what he did though. But after he touched him, he did something and he said something that's fascinating. You see, I think a lot of us just think, well, Jesus touches, we'll be fixed. This is not how it worked here. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 29, it says this, then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. In other words, I touched you. Now it's up to you. It's up to you to see. God has touched every one of us. And it's up to us whether we want to believe what God says, that we're healed, we want to see ourselves on the inside as what God sees us. He's touched us. And it's up to us to step out there. And once Jesus touches you, now it's up to you to determine where your life goes. You set the limits by what you see on the inside. I heard a story about a man passing a tattoo parlor or tattoo shop or tattoo store. What do you call it? Anyway, he's passing this tattoo place. And he's captivated by the window, for in the window, the prior The owner has proprietor. Has in the window all of these images that he'll tattoo. And so he's looking at, he's fascinated by especially one of them. And one of them is in big bold uppercase letters. It says, "Born to Lose." And so he stands there and he's looking at that, you know, and he's wondering, does anybody really do that? Well, the owner sees him and he comes out and he says, do you want a tattoo? Can I assist you? And the guy says, oh, no, I was just fascinated by this one tattoo, this born to lose. Does anybody ever do that? Do they ever tattoo themselves with born to lose? The owner said, shook his head, said, yes, before tattooed on body. Tattooed in mind. With what are you tattooed? What tattooed you in life? What failure? What rejection? What mistake? Some of us early in life, in our childhood, we were tattooed. Some of us by our parenting, we were tattooed. Some of us by our work, employer, got tattooed. And it determines whether we're born to win or born to lose. I was thinking about this, you know, in the natural, when you're tattooed, they use a laser surgery to remove it. I was thinking, how do you remove a tattoo on the inside? There's only one way. It's by the Word of God. Let me read you this. It's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "For the Word of God is full of living power. It is sharper than the sharpest knife, cutting deep into the..." Where? Where? "Innermost thoughts and desires. It exposes us..." And here's what I really want today. It exposes us what? For what we really are. Now, take that down just a second. I've heard preachers use this. I preached it myself, but I heard preachers use this. And what we really are, it shows us, you know, it's always the darkness. It shows you the failures. The Word of God comes in and it puts light on all your bad parts, all your failures, all your tattoos, all your darkness, all your sin. That's not what that verse means at all. What that's saying is that God goes in there with His Word and He slices away that tattoo. He slices away all that darkness so that you can see who you really are. An overcomer. More than a conqueror. A masterpiece. A child of the living God. A thoroughbred. Glorious. And so I want to read it to you in another translation of the Bible. It's the Message Bible. It says, "God means what He says. What He says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through..." Well, how much?
Everything.
Everything. I don't care what you've experienced. It doesn't matter. God's word will go in there and cut it away so that you can see who you really are. And be who you really are to be. See, we've got to change the tattoo. And we say, "I never get a break." We've got to change that tattoo. No, the favor of God, the Bible says, the Word of God says, no, the favor of God is on you like the sun shining. The favor of God is on you like a shield. Every day. Every day, though you go through tough and bad times, His goodness and His mercy is with you. David says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of..." That's a pretty bad time. "His goodness and His mercy is always with me." We got to change the tattoo. We got to get up in the mornings and expect God's favor and start expecting good things and start seeing good things happening for us, not bad things. We go through life and we talk about, "Well, I'm in debt. I'll never get out of debt." Or we talk about, "I'll never get my healing. I'll never get well." No, that's not what God's word says. You got to change that tattoo. You got to get into the Bible. And here's what the Bible says in the book of John. It says this: "You will prosper. I pray above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your what?
Soul.
Everybody say soul. Even as your soul, your inside prospers." There's a direct link to how you prosper outwardly by how you're prospering inwardly. And if you can see yourself on the inside like you want to live on the outside, you can be well and you can be prosperous. Change the tattoo. No place in God's Word does it ever say you'll never get a break. No place in God's Word does it ever say you got to live life broke. No place in God's Word does it ever say you won't get well. God's Word is the total opposite. What we've allowed to do is society to condition us to lose. You were not born to lose. You're born to win. Never ever forget. Never ever forget. No one can make you feel inferior without your permission. You allow it to take root. Never forget. that the DNA of God is in you. Never forget. You're born to win. You're a masterpiece. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a thoroughbred. Never forget, God can't lie. He's not going to change His plans for you. He's going to make you successful if you can just see yourself successful on the inside. You will become what you believe on the inside. There's so much good in you. Hold your head up. Throw your shoulders back. Recognize who you are. Born to win. See yourself right on the inside. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for causing us to look at our tattoo. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Maybe something tattooed you when you were a child. And it's conditioned you to not be as successful as you know you should be. Or maybe parenting tattooed you. You had goofy parents. Or maybe marital relationship broke up. You were rejected. It's tattooed you. Or maybe bad experience at work tattooed you. Maybe an illness in your body has tattooed you. Maybe somebody said something about you. It's tattooed you. It's distorted who you know you're supposed to be. What the Lord wants to do today is go in with His Word and remove that tattoo. If that's you, and you know that something has affected you in such a way,
we can change the world. Yes, together we can change the world.
A little different, because I really feel so powerful about this. I want you, if you've raised your hand, and if you didn't raise your hand and just feel to do this, I want you to come down to the front. I want to pray a prayer over all of us. And just ask the Lord to help us get those tattoos gone. Let us be who we were born to be. So if that's you, would you come down right now? Let me pray for you. Maintaining your self-image, maintaining a high self-esteem is a very difficult thing to do. You're always under attack. The enemy's going to set you up to be set down. People are going to say things about you. You're going to experience some failures. You're going to make some mistakes. But it's up to us to determine if those things stop us or not. And keeping your self-esteem up and your self-image up is so important to being successful in life. I want to pray over us all, and myself as well. I know I'm supposed to have done more. And I think I've allowed some of the self-image things stop me. And I'm going to ask God to help us all today to go in with His Word and let this Word be real to us today. And begin to see ourselves as God sees us, not as people see us. To believe what God says about us, and not what people says about us. Father, I pray for every single person here. Father, by Your Spirit now, Your DNA, by Your Word, go inside into their innermost being, innermost thoughts and desires. Go in with a sharp scalpel and remove the tattoos. The tattoos that we've experienced from being a child, where we are today. Remove those things, Lord, so that we can see who we really are. Conquerors, victorious, overcomers, masterpieces, glorious. Lord, I ask you now in Jesus' name to touch our hearts. Be with us. Heads bowed now and eyes still closed, just really fast. This is for everybody. You know you're not where you need to be in God. Maybe it's a tattoo. Or you just know you're not where you need to be. You're not experiencing the abundant life. You never will without Christ. He came so that you could have life and that more abundantly. And you know you're not where you need to be with Him. And you just tattooed. And it's holding you back. And you have a low self-image. And you want to improve that. And you want to do something with your life. But you know you're not where you need to be with God. Or you may have prayed a prayer one time. But you slipped away. Or maybe you've never prayed the prayer. Doesn't matter. What it matters is right now. Because right now determines your tomorrow and your future. But you know you're not where you need to be with God. If that's you, would you right where you're sitting or right where you're standing? Would you slip your hand up? Just let me pray for you right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Any others? See you. All of you that raised your hand, would you just look at me right fast and make sure we make eye contact? Just see you. Okay.